InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. It's the final day of the incredible year of 2025. It is 11:02 Central Standard Time. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We're entering the 345th day of what was supposedly going to be the return of the Golden Age. And a lot of good things have happened. But if the deep state is not removed, it'll just be a speed bump. Well, I got a call at the end of the broadcast yesterday. My producer did, from General Flynn. She said, hey, it's an emergency. You call him right now. I've never had General Flynn call and say it's an emergency. So we had a lengthy conversation right after the broadcast. And he was briefing me on things and asking my opinion on things. And I said, well, I defer really to what you think you should say, but I agree with you. And so we haven't talked since then. So I'm just going to come back in the next segment when we join a bunch of radio stations that join us at 6 after and really try to give him the floor. This is an emergency address to the president, an emergency address to the American people. And sure, Flynn can call Trump up and get him on the phone, but Trump gets busy, forgets things. We need to make this a big political issue, okay? And I don't know how much he wants to get into here, because talking to him yesterday, he's not sure exactly the best avenue or 100% exactly what's going on, but a lot of really bad stuff happening. And I'm not going to say, and I can concur with most of what he said, I actually know is true. I don't doubt the other stuff either. He has a lot more information and sources than I do in many ways. Let's just say this. I rarely get what you call depressed. And I went home last night and didn't even eat dinner. And when my daughter went to bed, the 8-year-old, I went to bed about 9 o'clock and just basically then laid awake all night. I basically have not slept over this information. And because we already knew it and we can see the trajectory. And we as the American people have to make a big enough uproar and focused action, legally and lawfully, to get the Trump administration back on track. And again, that doesn't mean it's not on track in many ways, but ultimately where it's going is very bad if there's not a true reckoning and a removal of the sleeper cells of the globalists that are hiding in plain view. So General Flynn will be taking over here. I'll obviously have some questions and comments. This is a big deal. Take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, the live feed at the Alex Jones channel on Rumble, Infowars.com/show. Share them now. This is a maximum alert. You're not part of the fight. You're all the fight. You're the amplification. You decide whether this message gets out. Take the live feed and share it now. Email, text message, word of mouth. It's up to you. You're the Paul Revere's. We need you now, now, now.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have a global corporate government that is anti-human, transhumanist, anti-God, anti-family. And Trump getting us out of the carbon taxes and securing the borders and many other things is causing them extreme problems. But they're still operating around the world. They're allied with communist China. If the deep state is not put in prison, if their networks are not broken, this will just be a reprieve. America is on death row right now. And Trump is the appeal, and we are the appeal to stop it. But they are going to accelerate the collapse once he's gone. And we have information, and I've separately have confirmed this. I don't know how much Flynn's ready to get into here, but we were thinking, oh, the Justice Department is going to come after us. The Democrats have pledged to do it. Those of us that have been at the tip of the spear, because they got to get through us to get to you, as Trump has said, when Trump's gone. No. They have been organizing and creating enemies lists and doing opposition research on prominent patriots that they know are real Americans who will continue MAGA on into the future, regardless whether Trump flies straight or not. So the future is being decided right now. I think that's the simplest way to try to kick this off. And we need Trump to succeed. We have to be careful, I think, how far we go with some of this, because we don't want it to be used to damage Trump. We need to get the public mobilized to keep Trump on the straight and narrow and identify the bad guys and remove them, which we're getting close to, and that's one of the reasons that they are doing the things they're doing. And again, I told General Flynn about this yesterday. He told me a lot of stuff, but the point is that I've had the Justice Department, the highest levels, reach out months ago and say, oh, we know you have a lot of problems. Come in and meet with us, or we'll come meet with you, and we'll, if you work with us, we'll fix it. And I'm not talking about Ed Martin. I'm talking about above him. I'm talking about Blanche. And I'm like, nope, I don't trust that. I don't believe any of that, and I'm not going to do it. So the point is, there's a lot of probing going on here. There's a lot of forces built up, and we're not going to get the prosecutions. I doubt they even go after anybody, you know, that's higher up the Somali fraud. And so I think that's the front and center issue. I'm going to shut up now. This is the last day of 2025. What an incredible historic year. We'll be back tonight, 9 p.m. Central, right through midnight, with a whole bunch of special guests and information. We have huge news coming up after Flynn leaves. But this is the most important thing you can be talking about. And this is the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And that's where the real work gets done. That's not like one of these little, you know, side agencies or whatever. This is where the real brains and teeth of the Republic, you know, the stuff that predates the CIA and all that, you know, the original intelligence of America, the Army and the military, and, you know, back to George Washington, and then the National Security Advisor, and a real general who predicted what China would do, has predicted it all, you know, not one of these globalists. And so I don't need to get into his bona fides, but he's not appreciated enough. And obviously the system fears him and fears the advice he gives the American people and Trump. And so now, without further ado, General, I don't know, if you want to, where do you want to go with this? You decide, and then we have to start wargaming, as you said, what we're going to do to try to get Trump on the right track. And if that doesn't happen, then what do we do at that point? Because we can't just count on him. We built the platform the wave he wrote in on. General Flynn, thank you so much for being here on the last day of the year.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Alex. And you want to start off with Happy New Year, right? Happy New Year as we go into, as we end 2025 and we go into a very, very historic period of time here in the next year. So, you know, I for the audience, I called up Alex yesterday, and this has been an accumulation of things that I have witnessed over the last year and a half, actually going back to early summer, late spring, early summer of 2024, during the sort of on the campaign trail as Donald Trump was running for president. So we began to see a lot of different things. And I appreciate, you know, you laying out some of my background, Alex. For people that don't know me well, I mean, yeah, I was the director of one of the largest intel agencies in the world. I was selected to be the national security advisor, served in that position for too short of a period of time. And people can go look at the background of that and what happened. And it's very clear what happened. And so, you know, I do have an extensive global network, and I definitely have maintained that. And I also have an extensive domestic network, not only still inside of the government, but also across the country. I mean, people that come to me all the time with different pieces of information. And I am one of these people that's able to bring not only information, but people together. And as we are completing this first year of Donald Trump's second administration, one of the things that I began to examine, and this is a piece of paper right here, just lays out 20 objectives that Donald Trump came into office with. And if number one was to seal the border and stop the migrant invasion, check on that. And then the number 20th is unite our country by bringing it to new and record levels of success. And there's a whole series of items in between. So Trump, I know, is working on these. But one of the things that has really struck me are the range of things that where we are not even feeling accountability. And I'm glad you touched on Minnesota and even made the comment that we may not even see any results or accountability for what's happening up in Minnesota, because it'll die out, or it'll be quashed, or somebody will pick it up and go, we're going to take it into, you know, an investigation or whatever. I mean, I wrote down basically three pages. And this is a laundry list of things that have happened since the 2016 period of time. And there's actually over 80 things that have happened that's on that particular list. And that ranges from, you know, Russiagate, Crossfire Hurricane, the Clinton email scandal, Benghazi, 2020 election irregularities, you know, with the rigged 2020 election, January 6th, right? The prosecutions and the detainment treatment that we know occurred, the COVID origins cover-up, gain of function funding. I'm just going to list a few of them as I go through this, just so people have an idea of some of the things that and why I put this letter out to Trump the other day about accountability. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop suppression, 51 intelligence officials that signed a letter prior to the 2020 election, you know, and what happened to them? They lost their clearances. Give me a break. You know, the Biden classified document scandal. Remember, we found a whole bunch of classified documents in Biden's garage and up in, I think it was the University of Pennsylvania. Vaccine mandates, the summer 2020 riots, not just what we just learned in Minnesota, but Minnesota was also at the leading edge of the summer of 2020. I call it the summer of love, the summer of 2020, where they killed a bunch of police officers and they destroyed billions of dollars of just businesses and other parts. We've had the student loan bailout, the Afghanistan withdrawal. I do know that Pete Hegseth has directed a report to be due to him here probably within the next 90 days for the Afghanistan withdrawal that left Americans behind enemy lines while we retreated, and as well as, you know, $80 to $100 billion worth of equipment. Ukraine corruption. I mean, we just saw Trump with Zelensky the other day, and we now have the admitting of Zelensky's team or former members of his team trying to target basically what they're describing as a command and control site inside of Russia. The planning of that or the execution of that was probably ongoing while Zelensky was standing at the podium with Trump, and Trump's talking about peace and Zelensky's planning to start World War III. I mean, the CCP land purchases. I've been talking about the Chinese government and the threat that the CCP has presented to the United States of America for 25 years. And and you're right. And I appreciate you saying that. Years and years ago, when I was on your show, I talked about how the CCP is going to continue on, and they've actually executed their unrestricted warfare to a T. You know, and also this business about allowing more Chinese students into U.S. universities. These are not students that are learning about democracy, Mr. President, and I'm talking to President Trump. These are students that are there on a mission to collect and gather intelligence and take it back, to collect and gather intellectual property, to work inside of our labs, to work inside of our businesses, and to basically do reconnaissance and surveillance of key sites and other activities that our government does. We've been allowing up to 500,000 Chinese students since back in the Biden era, the Clinton-Gore era. So, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. That's just some of the things, you know. And, you know, never mind, we had, because I'm going to get into some things that I do believe Trump needs to do. And I lay out some of that in that letter that I put out to President Trump basically at the end of this year to say, okay, we appreciate everything that you're doing. We will stand with you through thick and thin, as I stated in the letter. You know, like, we are not summer soldiers, you know, and I'm not about making America great again. I'm about saving America at this point, because we are going to find, and particularly the Minnesota thing, you know, Nick Shirley, God, you know, help Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley is a modern day Paul Revere. Nick Shirley is like a Thomas Paine. He is out there and he's saying to people, hey, look at what I'm finding. And he's doing it with an iPhone and this other great patriot that's with him, this gentleman that's with him. And he's basically a Paul Revere saying, hey, you know, the enemy's coming. The enemy's coming. And in fact, they're here. And look at what they're doing. And now we know that this is not just in Minnesota. We know it's in Maine, Ohio, Illinois, Washington State, probably Oregon. We definitely know it's in California. I'm hearing that it's in places like Texas. So we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars. And now we're going to go into our 250th anniversary. Yes, we need to celebrate our country. We need to celebrate this coming year. But we also need to make sure that people are held accountable. Because, Mr. Trump, if they are not held accountable, and trust me, Mr. Trump, President Trump, they were going to put you in jail. Had you lost this last election in November of 2024, the 26th of November was your sentencing date, they were going to throw your rear end in jail. Believe me, had Kamala won, oh my God, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd be in a prison for the rest of your life. And they are still...
And General, just briefly interrupt you, I should have asked you up front, you're going to be able to stay for most of the hour, right? Because there's a lot to cover.
I'll stay as long as I need to. I will. I'd be able to stay through the break and maybe into the next break. But so, I, you know, I mean,
okay, let me just stop and just explain to people. I've known you a long time. We respect you. Everybody knows you've been dead on. Nobody's more accurate than you. And you're right there. We were talking about that yesterday, that there's just a few people that actually can't even grasp all this, which is frustrating. We're trying to get other people to grasp it. I've never, you were five times more concerned than I've ever heard you. You gave me a lot of shocking intel. Some of it I was aware of, about what's going on in the Trump administration. And so I want people to understand there's real urgency here. And I didn't want to go the places you brought up unless you wanted to go there. But I just want to.
I'm going to touch on those because I am fed up and I'm done. I am done with my family being taken advantage of and people coming after my family. I mean, that's the whole reason I pled guilty in the first place, way back when I pled guilty. But now.
And General,
now
this is a huge deal. Let's do that after the break. Let's finish up with your overview. I want people to understand, I had the same intel on myself and others, and I'm sure Trump isn't aware, but let's just be clear. If you think the deep state's bad inside the Trump administration, folks, they are literally wargaming during the Trump admin how to come after us. So not only are we not going to see prosecutions of the deep state, it looks like, instead, they're going to come after us during the Trump administration. So that's huge. That's coming up. And there's this, and now they want to go to full war with Iran, not just hit nuke sites, but hit, quote, all the missiles, which is total war. That's the signs that Flynn will have the floor. I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. I just want people to understand the urgency of what's coming up. Please keep giving us the overview.
Yeah, I mean, and the reason why I'm going into this background for your audience, and I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to watch this, I'm going into this background because I want people to know that I'm paying attention, that you know, and it's not just me by myself. It's a group. There's a large group of people. In fact, like I said in the letter, there's 79 million of us that are paying attention, Mr. President. And we are at the point where, and like I say, our nation is at a breaking point if we don't start holding people accountable. And I'm not talking about, you know, some hoodlum that is selling fentanyl on the street or selling cocaine or some member of Tren de Aragua. I mean, I got that. We got to do those things. We have plenty of law enforcement that is able to do that. And that direction is clear. And that's happening. But I'm talking about people that are running a revolution to destroy this country. That's what I'm talking about.
Whenever you're taking your country back from a tyranny, you have to take out the nerve center. You have to take out the command and control. That's the first thing you do in taking country back politically or militarily. It is the default, and it's not happening.
And I've said this plenty of times about exactly who to go after. And I know that there's some things going on down in a Florida court. There's a grand jury and all that. And I've been told that there's some subpoenas that have been issued and that, you know, that the lawyers are now starting to talk to each other. So, and that's because that's what happens. You can't have something like that. And it's like, maybe the grand jury is sequestered in secret. Good. And they need to be. But once people start getting issued subpoenas, then the lawyers and everybody else starts to talk and they start to get worried. So I like that. I want these people to be worried, but I want them. And this is where President Trump comes in. It's like, don't leave this up to the Department of Justice. The chief law enforcement officer in the United States of America is not the Attorney General. It is the President of the United States of America. The buck stops with you, Mr. President, and the action starts with you, Mr. President. So, you know, we can say things like, we'll see what happens. You know, the DOJ has this. We're looking into it. What we want is we want action. So as we go forward, and as I laid out all these other things, I mean, I can guarantee you there's too much on the plate for this to be handled by our current DOJ, because the upper crust, yeah, you might have picked people that you wanted, Mr. President. You might have gotten, you know, the right team in place. That's the upper crust, right? That's a very thin layer. But once you break through that layer, this is the deep state, right? The bureaucrats, the long-term, long-in-the-tooth people that have been sitting in Washington, D.C., and for the last 10 presidencies, they voted at 95% for the left. They didn't vote for you, Mr. President. They hate you. And they're going to work against you. They're going to give you white papers. When you tell them to do something, like sign an executive order and you tell them to do something, they're going to write all these white papers about how they shouldn't do it. And they're going to start, and they're going to send it up, and that'll take 3 or 4 months to go back and forth. So, you know, you need to know, and the people of this country need to know that this is not up to just one man, but one man has the executive power to do a lot. And this
and
is where
the duty,
I think.
And the duty, as you've said.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that Alex and I talked about yesterday, because I've said this very publicly many times. There's only one person in our country that takes the oath of office with this one very important word, and that's preserve. Preserve. Only the President of the United States takes the oath of office that actually says preserve the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, one of the things that struck me, I started to read up on Abraham Lincoln yesterday and some of the actions that he had to take. Frankly, in two elections that he went through, one that he went through while he was in the midst of a civil war. So there are precedents for presidents of the United States to take certain types of actions to be able to hold the people that are fighting against you, that are fighting against this country. And I'm not talking about, you know, politics here. I'm not talking about better ideologies. I'm not talking about, you know, smaller government or little government between Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about people who committed treason, as the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, has stated, as well as our great director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has stated. These people committed treason. So if they committed treason, then what is it that we are going to do about this treason? Now, that's that group of people that I just highlighted, three pages of over 80 things that I was able to list just this morning, right? To kind of prepare my sort of mindset for coming on your show. But the other thing that I'm really, I'm more irritated about is this right here. And I won't get into, you know, people can try to do a screenshot and see what was on that. But I'm telling you, and this is something that really bugs me to no end. And I'll just give you a little bit, because these are, again, I said early on that I have a lot of sources, a lot, an awful lot, globally and domestically in the government and outside the government. And people talk too much, right? They talk too much. I'm on this show and I go on different shows because I want people to understand from my point of view that we're in trouble. We are in deep, deep trouble. I mean, what we're learning about this Minnesota stuff, this is the tip of the iceberg. Oh my God. And it's not just, you know, a bunch of, you know, Democrats up in Minnesota. Give me a break. There's so much here. And you're right, Alex. I doubt if anybody's held accountable. But you know, this is to me, you know, again, they targeted my son way back when. That was the Mueller investigation, right? That was the left. That was the whole, you know, Mueller Wiseman investigation. Hell, they dragged Roger Stone out of his house on basically what.
And before we go there, General, let me quantify this for the listeners. You're doing a great job, but let me just quantify it and see if you agree completely or can augment it and add more of your great knowledge to it. They know you're the brain trust, and it's just true, from the agency you ran, the things you did, that understands foreign attacks, regime change, all the stuff that your agency did, let's say the big teeth. They understand you've got the networks. They understand you have the intel. They understand you have the plan. That's so easy if we just have the will to implement it, yeah, and legally, lawfully, with the powers of the president, we're in a crisis to decapitate them legally and lawfully and lovingly, nonviolently. But politically, it is the only move. And so they know you're doing that. So now you have confirmed, and I have confirmed separately. I didn't tell you, I should have called you back last night. I got a call from a big journalist as I was driving home at 6 o'clock last night, and I can't say the person's name. And in fact, they didn't want me to even go there because they'll figure out who it is. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do at this point. Bongino calls up and wants us all to know he's coming after us. I mean, for what? So my point is that it's what you told me is they're literally up there wargaming, coming after you and me because we're the, and Steve Bannon basically, because we're the ones on air that actually know what we're doing. And so it was just like, I had like electricity shoot up my spine when I learned this, and it didn't scare me. It pissed me off. So yeah, they see us as the enemy up there. And that shows how institutional it is that he wanted us to know that. But then I'm not supposed to talk about it. Again, I'm not even saying he's the enemy. If that has seeped into his brain, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, yeah. So, and you know what they also understand is that I'm not bought and paid for. I'm not, you know, and in fact, the interesting thing, and this is, you know, I'll just give you a little bit of tease here, right? I mean, they're again, this is not Mueller, you know, and the Mueller investigation again. This is this administration and people inside of this administration. Not Trump. Trump doesn't know this. You know, maybe he'll learn about it.
They're so arrogant. They're wargaming, yeah, to come after his key supporters in the damn White House.
They're targeting. These are people that are targeting my family again. My wife, my son, my ability to make an income. Right. I mean, this is out of control. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I'm being very public about it. And I don't want to be public about it. I was really trying to figure out how do I go about this?
Yeah, you were asking my advice, and I was flattered. Yeah. I said, sir, I'll defer to you. I
mean, yeah, because you got a big platform, and I've spoken to others who have big platforms, and because I don't have a platform. The platform I have is my background and my network and basically the things that I, and you know what? Too bad, because I'm not going to be afraid of them. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, they're digging up, they're trying to dig up dirt on my wife. And this is for real.
Stay there, you know, sir. We got to go to break. You'll have the floor. This is a big deal. And folks, this isn't about personal for Flynn or me. They're letting us know, and I'm not going to get into some of the stuff because I can't because of the sources. They've been doing this for 3 months now, threatening me. Hey, want to be friends or bad stuff's about to happen? Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one and get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal on some of the deals. If you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some lost leaders sometimes because the products are so good We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take Tumor to give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigly at the AlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated, plus we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to thealexshowstore.com. Why the selection of Patriot apparel? What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network at thealexshowstore.com, also financed, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own thealexshowstore.com. Bigly does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high-quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay, this cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force with natural clean energy without a letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready, armed with truth when the machines bring war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, I was telling General Flynn about Bongino saying, I'm coming after you through a media person. And I called other people. They said, call this person. I said, yeah, he's doing that. And then Flynn's like, yep, just happened here. Boom. I don't know. And we're not talking about Bongino. That's not even who is quarterbacking at the White House. An enemies list, opposition research, the DOJ investigating us right under Trump's nose. And so instead of just calling up Trump, because Flynn yesterday said, I can call him, but he goes, I agree with you, Alex. It's just best to put it out there for everybody's safety to get the grassroots to know that this is the deep state trying to use the Trump admin arrogantly to point the Death Star at the people that understand how to actually defeat the globalists. Now I'm going to shut up. General, get into the latest developments. Back into 35,000 foot view, what they're doing targeting you, where all this is going, and then obviously you want to rally the public into the committees of correspondence to understand that if Trump fails us, we're going to have to do this ourselves by our bootstraps, and we're not giving up. There's a global awakening. We're in the fourth turning. We have the initiative. I'm not trying to demoralize people here. We're just being honest with folks about the situation and the point in history.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to understand that, you know, our election, two things that Trump has to do. Trump has to correct our elections. He's got to fix our election system. If he doesn't do that in the next like 90 days, I think 90 days is about it. Maybe I'll give him maybe 6 months because but the primaries begin and our elections are going to be run through the old system, which everybody knows is totally broken and unfair. So he's got to fix the elections. It's the second thing that he must do. And this is part of that is he has to begin to hold people that are running this revolution against our country accountable. You know, John Brennan, look at what they already screwed up with Jim Comey. That was a joke. I mean, so maybe there is something going on down in Florida, and I've heard that, and those are maybe there's some good steps, but this has got to happen. I mean, I've talked about Brennan, I've talked about Clapper, I've talked about, you know, Victoria Nuland, Avril Haines, Barack Obama. I mean, all these people. I mean, you know, the greatest crime, you know, committed in the, you know, prior to maybe the Minnesota crime here that Devin Nunes actually highlighted while he was still chairman of the House Intel Committee was the unmasking of my name while I was the incoming national security advisor to the United States of America. No, he said that was the greatest crime committed in our history at that time. Nobody has ever been held accountable for that. And now we have not only one Trump administration, we're into our second Trump administration. In fact, I know nobody's even looking into that because it's so hard to break into the intelligence community. Even as great a work as Tulsi Gabbard is doing, she is still having a very, very difficult time breaking in. So, you know, getting the system to work for not only her, but for the president of the United States, you know, but I'm just going to read a couple of little things here because this is what really, you know, got my
gun. Let's be clear. You're the guy the main brain trusts. It's a fact. They targeted you day one in the first admin. You were target number one because you're the only guy that knew how everything worked. And so the fact that they're lazying you, people that don't know the military term, the fact that they're spotlighting for the aircraft, you know, to target and drop the bombs, the fact that they've lit you up, and I know they've been lighting me up now, means that they've got a plan and are moving. This is key intel. So tell us what's happening to you and your family.
Right. I mean, you know, what got me too is the last couple of weeks, there's been like nasty news articles about me. And I'm like wondering what the hell going on, you know, in the country, in the world. You know, they got these, I mean, like a Washington Post, New York Times articles, right? So, you know, and I'm going to read something. And in the case of Flynn, it would soon come out that he had taken, quote, dirty money, unquote. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Seriously? I mean, okay, where is it? What is it? Because the one thing, as I just said earlier, that they also understand is I'm not somebody that has bought and paid for. I don't work for a country. I don't work for some, you know, I do work. I do bust my ass to earn, you know, the kind of living that
you
I have.
You work for America. Everybody knows.
Exactly.
If you were in a NASCAR,
exactly.
There's one decal on it, and it's the American flag.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't spend over 33 years of my life in the military. Five of those years in direct combat, Irish that are out there that have no friggin' idea. You know, these digital warriors, you know, that are down in their basements. I know that there's good digital soldiers. There are influencers out there that are working hard and they're trying to expose the right things. But there's also these idiots out there that say things and they don't have a clue what they're saying. So, but that bothers me less than what I believe President Donald J. Trump needs to do going forward. And I am going to talk about that. You know, I mean, I'm reading from a report that I got from a very good source, a source that I would describe as A1. And anybody that's ever served in the military in the intelligence business, when you say you've got an A1 source, that means you have a bulletproof source of information, right? They're going to dig up dirt on my wife, right? On my wife, that she had relationships while I was deployed overseas. I showed this to my wife. She was livid. I mean, as I'm livid. I mean, you know, come on. We are dealing with that. I'm dealing with because why? Not because I'm over the target. It's because people know that my voice, and thank you to any audience out there for allowing me to have the voice and the platform that I do have, because otherwise, you know, what am I going to do? Go off as designed. I was not raised like I was raised in a great Irish family and went into the military, served our country to come out of the government and be taken out of the government like I was taken out and then give up. I am not about to do that. So whatever they want to do to me, they better do it, because I'm going to tell you, folks, this guy is not done. I will never give in and I will never give up. And it's directly coming after my family from people inside of this administration. I am done. I am done. And I'll take a step back because I'm going to start to lose my mind over it. I mean, there's a group being offered a substantial sum of money to jog people's memories, right? That's some of what you and I talked about yesterday. When somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, Alex, you know, we're going to give you this. We're going to give you this. And don't you worry about anything. You just can't touch on these issues. Or when we need you to do something, we need you to talk about something or not talk about something." And, you know, and what you do is you sit there and you go, "Oh, that's a lot of money, man. That's really pretty good." And you're like, well, if that happens to you, then you're owned. And you know this because I know that you have experienced that. There have been times when people approach you, and I've been approached many, many times over the years, particularly in the military. But I'm trained at a different level, and they know it, and I understand at a different level, and I operate at a different level. When we talk about enemy doctrine, I read the doctrine. I read what it is that we are up against. It's not just the CCP and their unrestricted warfare. Hell, I've been reading enemy doctrine since I was in an ROTC program back
in the
state
university. Bottom line, not only are we not getting prosecutions of the deep state, we know that inside the Trump admin, under his nose, they are mobilizing to come after his greatest supporters and the people that know how to win.
Yeah.
And we know because there's been hot mics, and I've had people that talk to Trump a lot. He's pissed. He's yelling at him, saying, "I want indictments." Then the question is, why isn't he then removing these people? I know that they have the AG of Missouri, who I recommended to be the attorney general, that or Ken Paxton. He's reportedly, they have him ready to replace Bondi. And I've got that from high level. So that should have been done 8 months ago. It never should have been here. What else should we be doing here?
Yeah. So one of the things that I think, and this is really where, you know, we take a step back, right? So all this that I just laid out, right? So some of it is just contextually very strategic, and it is so damaging to our country. And some of it is very tactical, and it's very personal to me. And that was some of the things that I just touched on. That's not the whole of everything, Alex. That's just a little bits and pieces of the.
Oh, I know how they do it. They've done it to my family. Listen, you probably forgot. They floated the fake story about you cheating on your wife in Russia, and it turned out to be totally fake.
Exactly.
It's a standard crap.
Exactly. It's the playbook that they have been using. And frankly,
it's
the whole reason. It's why we're in Ukraine in the first place. The Maidan color revolution in 2014 is exactly why we are still in Ukraine. We created that. The CIA, the state elements in the State Department created that entire mess. And here we are. And I've never heard more talk about the use of nuclear weapons than I have in the last 48 hours. So I'm done. So now what I want to do is let's take a step back. You've noticed at times, you know, when I begin to calm down a little bit and I begin to focus, what is it that we should be doing? Well, number one, the American people, 79 million of us, plus many, many others who have started to really see the light. We must put pressure on this administration to hold people accountable. I don't care whether it's an elite class of pedophiles that got caught up in the Epstein affair. And I don't know Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's not a friend of mine. I don't know why anybody would say that Bill Clinton is a friend or somebody that you know about or somebody that you would spend time with. Jesus. I mean, if they committed abuse of children, they need to be held accountable. I don't care who it is. If somebody abused our system of government in a criminal way, they need to be held accountable. I don't care who it is. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's not about the left and the right. This is about whether we're going to be a nation that is respected, that maintains the moral high ground, and has a rule of law that is revered by the rest of the world, which right now it is not, because people are getting away with all kinds of garbage, and the rest of the world is looking at us and going, "You're going to tell us that we need to be a democracy?" One of the things that I do believe, and I hope that we're not too late, because momentum and timing does matter. And, you know, the White House put out a video yesterday talking about, you know, we're just getting started, right? I mean, we've been at this for a year. We've been at this for over a year. A lot of thought has been able to go into this. I mean, never mind what Elon Musk, you know, discovered during Doge, right? I mean, oh my God. So what do we need to do? And I think it needs to happen like immediately. President Donald J. Trump needs to form a task force. And in that task force, and give him a timetable, and I mean a time, like a time crunch to have to operate within, and to take the biggest targets, the biggest actions that have
occurred. And by the way, he took your advice that you gave him at Mar-a-Lago in the last 4 years, and right when he was reelected, and he's given you awards, and thank you there. He put in Ed Martin and others, and then Todd Blanche came in and blocked it. So he's already done what you said, but I agree. We have to have not just a task force of the DOJ. We have to have like an hour a day, more important than foreign policy, anything, because if you don't take out the deep state, we're done. It's got to be central war room focus clarity, and that's why they're targeting you for destruction, because they know.
I think that task force, Alex, should be made up of a bunch of private entrepreneurs who really know what they're talking about and know what they're doing and know how to run, you know, organizations and know how to.
I think Trump should bring Musk in, and he's already partially apologized and brought him back. I mean, I think Musk should be involved in that task force.
Absolutely. Now, whether or not Musk runs it, I don't know. But Trump needs to have a group of private entrepreneurs.
Who
come in and organize. And in the military, we would say we need to task organize for combat because we are in combat. We are in a war. So part of that task force, though, needs to have a DOJ element with prosecutorial powers, right, and authorities so they can bring indictments. Maybe off of that task force, there is a grand jury that is sequestered. And, you know, and you don't have to have the task force in Washington, D.C. You can have it in Florida. You can have it wherever the hell you want to have it. But you got to have this. And it's got to be a bunch of smart people that care deeply and have proven deeply about that. They care about this country.
What about putting it with the Army in Tampa or something? That would be smart.
Yeah, you could. There's plenty of places, you know, the tactics of where you actually place it would be, you know, is smart, you know, and I think Tampa, Miami's another place.
And can't he sign an order to give them full authorization?
100%.
Into all the spy grids?
He can give them the authorities to do the things that they need to do. And that task force lead, and just like you said, almost on a daily basis, they have to have direct report to the President of the United States of America.
Well, obviously the daily basis is to keep him focused.
Right, exactly. And to say these are the four or five priorities, because I'm going to tell you, there's no way in the world that we have time to get to all the stuff that I only highlighted, you know.
Sir, you got as much
things.
Time. This is historic. Everybody, just I'm going to get into your list, please.
Yeah, they need to go through. So that group, that task force, and I'm talking serious entrepreneurs, and Trump can bring these guys together and give them the mission to two things: hold people accountable. Find out where the real damage has been done and hold those people accountable. And then two is make sure that we have an election system that is noble, honorable, and the envy of the world, because right now we do not. And if we don't have a fair election system, we're never gonna break free of this madness that we are going through. Those are really the two overarching objectives. Now, you know, inside you can say who started Russiagate, where did Russiagate come from, who came in, you know, Mar-a-Lago gate. I mean, there's a whole range of things, and I won't go back through every single one of these things, but my God, you know, I mean, just the unbelievable amount of things that, you know, J6 still, right? What are we learning about all this stuff?
But about low-hanging fruit. You have trillions during Biden stolen. You have the wives and husbands of all these politicians and Democrats openly stealing money. They put Al Capone in for income tax, not for the thousands of murders. I think they should. That's the way you hit them. I don't care how we put them in prison. We just put them in prison for the crimes they've committed of theft. I think that's what you target. Yeah.
Back in 2017, there was an article and a group that met on the left. And when Trump won, and they met, and it was their decision-making apparatus that said, this is how we are going to undermine President Trump. It was back in the early part of January of 2017. I was disgusted during that meeting. And then, you know, 23 days after inauguration of Trump in 2017, I'm out, right? I mean, they came right after me.
You were Comey Bragg, you were target number one.
So the second big thing, so he needs to form this task force, and he needs to, you know, I guarantee that there would be some great people that would say, absolutely, Mr. President.
Well, you said a month ago for the first time, you're ready to go back in if he called you.
The second thing is they need to go through every issue. So in a military mission analysis, one of the things you do is you do a mission analysis, and one of the things you lay out is you lay out the adversary. You lay out the facts. You make assumptions. You lay out timelines. So they need to go through a full mission analysis with some very smart people that lay out kind of a roadmap, right? A roadmap that goes back to probably about the summer of 2016, maybe even earlier, but certainly a roadmap. And a lot of this exists right now. Let me tell you, I mean, most of it exists on paper. And I know people that have been tracking this from the beginning. So lay this timeline out, lay this roadmap out. And in that roadmap, you then choose, okay, we're gonna focus on X, Y, and Z. Three big targets. Maybe there's four or five, but let's just say 3 to 5 targets that you are going to go after. And those are the overarching objectives that you are going to look at. And that's the second part. Then what you have to do, and this is from the president. The president has to give them a timetable and say, look, I'm not going to give you some unending Mueller invest 90 days to come back to me with hard evidence. And the hard evidence exists. I'm telling you, I know for a fact that there are things going on with the election, the review of elections, and hard evidence is now coming out. And guess what they did? They didn't have, this is not classified information. What they did was they took their communications and they did it on classified systems, and they did it in compartmented systems, which is illegal, by the way, so they could hide what it was that they were communicating about when it came to our elections. So now that has to, now Trump now personally, the president of the United States has to now get involved personally to be able to direct and go direct these people.
And by the
way,
I talked to people that were in the cabinet meeting 2 months ago when Trump was already presented this. This is why he says truckloads, we've got you, we've got the proof. It's everything that we said back in 2020. And reportedly he's set to start releasing a lot of that. We've already seen proof in Georgia, 375,000 fakes, 200-something thousand in Maricopa County. So we are seeing some movement. You're saying urgency, maximum push, professionally done, not some side issue.
Yeah, not some side issue at all. And not like another, another report that gets issued. And then it's kind of like, oh, wow, then we all talk about it. And we get on shows and we do all this crap. I mean, no, I don't want a report. What I want is I want the report, boom, laid down. And with that report, I want like a dozen indictments, right? I mean, so don't give me the report without telling me the actions that have already been taken because of that report. I mean, we had the Director of National Intelligence and the President of the United States accuse a former president of the United States of committing treason.
And Gabbard said it's open and shut. Obama ran it. We always knew that. All the documents, totally illegal, trying to overturn elections. And she said, I believe there should be indictments. And that was 6 months ago.
Yeah. So, again, give them a timetable. It's crunch time, folks. The second part of this team is Mr. President, have to agree to the objectives. And I mean specific objectives that are achievable, discoverable, doable objectives, things that can be done not 10 years from now, but done like in the next 6 months, right? Because, and why is my sense of urgency so up this morning? Well, because I want 2026 to be a year of rejuvenation for this country. I want it to be a year where we begin to look into the future and go, God, my kids and my grandkids will have a beautiful country to live in. But we're getting ready to go into a primary season. And frankly, that primary season, in some cases, already started, but the elections for primaries start in like May. They go through August. I mean, so our election systems are already beginning to be put in place, and it's the same goddamn election systems that we had for 2020. Nothing's changed. So that has to change, Mr. President. So there have to be clear objectives, and that's why I have a sense of urgency right now, because those objectives, they can't just be go find out where if we had rigged elections in 2020. No, it's got to be, I want these kinds of things done, and I want remedies for them that tell me this is what I have the authority to do as president of the United States. Because, Mr. President, you got a lot of authorities that you can take. And you're going to have to take some of them. I'm afraid you're going to have to declare a national emergency in order to get our elections back on track. Because otherwise, you know, every blue state is going to blow you off. I mean, Minnesota is going to blow you off for ripping off billions of dollars of federal taxpayer dollars, not just state taxpayer dollars, right? The other thing is, and this really does talk about those objectives, there are so many things that you could go after, Mr. President, so many things that your Department of Justice and this task force could go after. You know, you got to split these apart. What you've got to do is you've got to say, these are the most important things at my level that I need to fix for our country to preserve the Constitution of the United States of America, right? To preserve the Constitution, your responsibility, Mr. President. The DOJ, the other parts of the DOJ, you know, and what Cash talks about all the time, we're going after these criminals, we're arresting these people. You know, there are great things happening, and there are things happening down in the bowels of our law enforcement agencies and activities. But, you know, and what Tom Holman is doing, I mean, there's great things happening. It's not happening fast enough, but it's happening. So let's keep that going. But I'm talking about a task force that is solely focuses on this color revolution that we are in the midst of. Stephen Miller, and I think it was back in the Thanksgiving period of time, which I was very appreciative of the fact that he talked about it. He was on a Jesse Waters show, and Stephen Miller used the phrase color revolution. And I was
He explained they have CIA people in the Trump administration that know what we already know, that they are preparing a false flag. Waters talked about it in the episode before that, to blame Trump and cause the Podesta plan, a civil uprising, which they have bragged. So that shows there's some good CIA people that are telling Trump, and Waters met with him and he told him, and Miller. I know later on they all were in the meeting. So Trump is getting this. He's getting intel, but it's little side issues. No, it's got to be front burner. There are rogue CIA elements. We know Brennan's running it. And it's got to be spotlighted. He's got to do national addresses routinely and say, folks, I'm trying to do this. It's like the states are trying to block the no tax on tips, saying they're going to grab the money because they collect it and still keep it. Trump's got to get on that. He's got to explain, I'm fighting for you. But he's got to get, and he's got to go after them and spotlight them. And you're right. We need more of what for a week we saw with Miller and Waters, and suddenly Newsmax sounded like General Flynn, and there's a CIA coup. Yes, yes. He's got to explain, like Abraham Lincoln did, where we're at.
Yeah, yeah. He needs to do that. You know, and let's just talk a little bit about intelligence here, okay, which is definitely my background.
General, we got to go to a two-minute break. Please stay with us. As long as you can go, Patrick Byrne was scheduled. He's happy to come on. I know you've worked with him. Okay. But as long as you can go, if you can do another 15 minutes. Five's all. All right.
Yep, right after this.
All right, you'll finish up, then I'll bring Byrne on. And then I've got the Candace Owens star witness guy. His ex-wife sent us the video of him with a hammer running around attacking everybody. Then he said she did that. I mean, it's just, he was convicted of it. The point is, I'm trying to put that to bed because it's a fake rabbit trail to distract us from the real stuff. General Flynn's with us. Key final statements straight ahead in the final transmission of 2025. We'll be right back. Stay with us. GeneralFlynn.com. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultra Methylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, two great flavors, now available at DeltaStore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.